For many long-time smokers, there's a powerful connection between having a drink and having a cigarette.
As soon as you light up or take a swallow of a drink, you light up a cigarette. It's just that way.
Over an afternoon drink and a smoke at the Harbor Bar, customer Mike Robison considers how things may change once Petersburg's smoking ban goes into effect. Robison was against the measure. He expects old-timers like himself will still come to the bar for a coffee or a drink in the daytime, especially when the weather gets bad, but he thinks there'll be a different customer base at night.
Your entire evening shift is going to be a lot younger crowd, the ones that grew up without smoking.
In general, opponents of the ban, smokers and non-smokers, had argued that these rules should be left up to individual business owners. When the ban was initially proposed by the city council, local bar owners were worried about losing customers. However, a couple agreed to take part in a committee that revised and shaped the final measure, which ultimately passed this month. Harbor Bar co-owner Darcy Caples was on that committee, and she wasn't surprised by the election results. Caples is staying positive about the whole thing.
I'm not really that bummed about it. I think we'll just all make the most of it. I'm hoping to get more customers from it and just on to bigger and better things, I think.
Proponents of the smoking ban stress the need to protect employees from having to work in smoky environments like the bars. Mayor Al Dwyer was pleased that the vote margin was so substantial in favor of the measure.
I thought it was going to be more like, you know, 51-50 or so, 49 or something like that. But I'm proud of the people of Petersburg for stepping up to the plate. It took some doing, some courage, and most everybody kept quiet about the whole thing and just allowed the public to stew about it in their own minds and make their own decisions. So I'm proud of them.
One of the most prominent anti-smoking groups in town is the Petersburg Indian Association. Among other efforts over the past several years, the tribal government has run general public service announcements on the radio about the dangers of smoking and secondhand smoke. Tribal Administrator Will Ware says grant funding rules prevent the PIA from campaigning specifically on the smoking ordinance, but he sees its passage as a positive sign for the town.
Well, we're just excited about it. It's a good ordinance, and I think that there's some challenges with it, but overall, it's a step in the right direction.
It's now up to the city to enforce the new rules. City Manager Scott Hahn does not think it will be too big of a problem.
This is something that's fairly common across the country, and here in Petersburg it passed almost 2-1. So I think even those that do patronize the public places are probably going to want to make sure that smoking doesn't occur. So I really don't think there'll be much of a problem. There might be one or two people who might test the resolve of the city, and we will just have to enforce our laws and go on.
The ordinance requires the city to purchase cigarette receptacles and place them around Petersburg's downtown business district, since more people may be outside smoking. The measure prohibits smoking inside bars, restaurants, hotels, and all other businesses open to the public, as well as any other places where employees work, like an office or a private club. Smoking is banned in taxicabs and public vehicles, as well as all land vehicles used by employees. Mobile marine vessels, like charter or fishing boats, are exempt from the restrictions. Outside, people are not allowed to smoke within 5 feet of working windows, doors, playgrounds, and a variety of other public settings. The American Cancer Society had a mixed reaction to the Petersburg vote. The group's Cancer Action Network lobbies for smoke-free laws at the local, state, and national level. Alaska Government Relations Director Emily Neenan commends Petersburg's anti-smoking education efforts and says the Cancer Society is pleased with most of what made it into the ordinance, but she adds the group is concerned about provisions allowing businesses to have separately ventilated smoking rooms.
Smoking rooms and ventilation do not protect people from secondhand smoke. The one thing that can be said about ventilation systems is that they're wildly expensive and completely inadequate. Because they don't remove carcinogens, they can't protect people from secondhand smoke. So basically, the only people who will benefit from ventilation systems are the people who sold them to you, not the public who will be exposed to that air.
The new rules permit businesses to set up smoking rooms that are completely closed off from the rest of the establishment. They have to have self-closing doors, and their ventilation has to maintain, quote, negative air pressure so that no smoke escapes when the door is open. Also, the rooms must be set up so employees do not need to enter. But for now, at least, some bar owners don't seem inclined to use this option. Harbor Bar co-owner Darcy Caples thinks the state could eventually end up imposing stricter regulations anyway.
And so we probably won't go into building a room like that if we're not going to be able to use it. So there's a few things we'd probably like to check into before we consider that.
Over at Petersburg's other public bar, Keto's Cave, General Manager Hillary Whitethorn has a similar take on the issue.
It's something we've talked about, but we need to see what our numbers do first. Maybe our numbers will grow, maybe they won't. I don't know what will happen, so we just have to wait and see.
Whitethorn points out that prior to this vote, there were a lot of people in town who said they did not come to the bar because of the smoke. She hopes these folks and other new customers will come to the bar after November 1st, when all the town's businesses and public spaces go smoke-free. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.